please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Gmail's ready to be your go-to place for everything Google. This is all part of the workspace features that's part of Google now and Gmail being incorporated to it, because Gmail is getting a redesign and becoming the central hub of everything that's Google to be communicated. That's right, Google's adding the ability to ring another Google user with Google Meet. But this is actually all being done inside the Gmail mobile app, not inside the Meet app. Now, the feature hasn't rolled out yet, but once it is, your Gmail app will be able to be called just like any other VoIP app. At your Meet app, you'll still have the same ability, of course, to place calls, but you won't be able to create group meetings. Although we are hearing that that feature will be available sometime in the future. In fact, Google's pretty much said that Gmail, they want it to be all about communication, which kind of makes sense. Type an email, make a call, get into a meeting, and you won't have to jump app to app to app. Now, if you're not into all those things, Google says you will be able to hide those tabs that you don't use, and that will be all part of the redesign of the app that will be heading our way sometime in the coming weeks. Well, we talked about Twitter and iOS and giving you a new look yesterday. Well, Twitter's ready to take on Facebook today with their new invite-only communities. Yeah, it's pretty much just a carbon copy of Facebook groups or Reddit. But this allows you to tweet with others, and they have to be invited, by the way, who share pretty much the same interests. Now, once people actually join a community, they'll be able to tweet directly to other members rather than just their followers, meaning only members of that community can actually reply to tweets and actually send tweets to other members. Now, we have been told that these Twitter communities will have their own moderators who can set up the rules and invite or even remove people. Now, communities, like we said, invite only for now, though Twitter says they're working on ways for people to discover and join communities that they want to be a part of. So as you can guess now, communities definitely still in beta. For those that do have access to communities, they'll be able to access them through the tab on the navigation bar. That'll be actually in the iOS app. And for those that are on the web, you'll see the communities tab right on the sidebar. And finally, those of you that decided to take the plunge and are running Windows 11 right now before its release date, you might have noticed something. Microsoft's getting very personal with you now, and they're doing this by revamping the personalized news service called Start. The feed will actually be right there on the Windows 11 widgets section, and via there you can access the web, iOS, and Android apps, and even a new tab page that's in Microsoft Edge. As you probably guessed, Start, having nothing to do with the Start menu, is Microsoft's AI machine that's going to learn what you like and what you don't like when it comes to news. Basically, up-to-date info that's tailored to your interests. Now, this begs the question, how about MSN? Well, apparently it's not going anywhere. That will actually be integrated within the AI to deliver your interest when it comes to news. Why Microsoft decided to call it Start? Well, that remains a mystery, and one that actually might confuse a few Microsoft users out there from the good old days when Start actually meant exactly that. Let's start and get going. Now we're stuck with where the hell did Start go and why is the menu in the middle, and it just gets more confusing as the years go by. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where you can find this show, of course. The Mac Show lives there, the news show, and the photo show, too. It's also where you can help keep the news show on the air. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Find our Facebook page, too, and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community today and join in the fun by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.